Hached Audio presents Ending Parkinson's Disease, A Prescription for Action. Written by Ray Dorsey, M.D., Todd Scherer, Ph.D., Michael S. Okun, M.D., and Bastian R. Blom, M.D., Ph.D. Read by Alex Hyde White. To those who bear the burden of Parkinson's disease, and to those who will help end it. Note to listeners. In this book, we share the stories of people affected by Parkinson's disease. Most of these accounts are based on interviews we conducted. In some cases, individuals asked that their names be changed to protect their privacy. We note these instances in the text. Other stories are taken from published reports and are referenced as such. The views expressed here are those of the authors and not necessarily those of their employers. The authors are devoting their net proceeds to efforts to help end Parkinson's. Introduction. Every civilization has its own kind of pestilence and can control it only by reforming itself. René Dubos, Mirage of Health, 1959. On a brilliant blue sky day in June 2018, the University of Rochester hosted its annual Men's Health Day at the Locust Hill Country Club in upstate New York. Over 300 men, most in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, came to hear the latest on enlarged prostates, colon cancer, and heart disease. I came to speak about Parkinson's disease. Months earlier, I had written a paper titled The Parkinson Pandemic with my friend and colleague, and now co-author, Baz Bloem. In it, we explained that neurological disorders are the world's leading cause of disability, and the fastest growing of these conditions is not Alzheimer's, but Parkinson's disease. From 1990 to 2015, the number of people with Parkinson's more than doubled from 2.6 million to 6.3 million. By 2040, the number will double again to at least 12.9 million, a stunning rise. This is what I know. This is what I study. But as I stood there in front of the packed room at Men's Health Day, I was not prepared for what I was about to see. I opened my talk by asking how many people in the audience had a friend or family member with Parkinson's. Before I could finish asking the question, over 200 hands had flown.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?